2. Orale. Ben sat down next to DeMarcus Snow, his best friend out of the group. Also at the table were Octavia Munoz and Scott Scooter Henderson. Collectively, they called themselves the Black Machetes, named after the black-handled blades that they used to cut trails and to build forts. Regarding the ethnicities of the boys, DeMarco was black, Octavia was Mexican, and both Ben and Scooter were white. They were a diverse group of outcasts, with their differences being the common thread that stitched them all together. DeMarcus was a minority, but that wasn't sufficient to qualify him as being different enough, as there were a lot of black kids that went to their school. DeMarcus had 3 older siblings, 2 of which were twin brothers off attending college. The giant twins were still football legends at Gilmer High School, remembered for putting the fear of God in all of the opposing teams that had been unlucky enough to face them. DeMarcus's other sibling closest in age to him was his sister, who had just made the high school varsity cheerleading team. She was, without a doubt, the prettiest girl on the squad, and as such was also very popular. But DeMarcus wasn't athletic, overly handsome, or even remotely popular. He had a toothpick frame, with height being the only thing he shared in common with his older brothers. And he had absolutely no interest in sports. Instead, he loved computers and technology, which was the catalyst that bonded him and Ben together as best friends. Conversely, Octavio's Mexican nationality had been enough of an outlier to qualify him for the club. Gilmer had a very small Hispanic population overall, and even less of a presence in school. Octavio had been held back in the second grade from missing too many school days due to chronic ear infections, so being a year older than everyone else also helped boost him as an official outcast. He was the part-time clown of the Machetes, although he thought of himself as more of the charmer. But he was serious about one thing, and that was boxing. His hero was the great Mexican fighter, Julio Cesar Chavez. Octavia's dad had first put up...